From the studios of KXCI in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie, and this is the fifth edition of the Southwest Derby Report. The deadline is high noon Arizona time on Thursday, October the 22nd, 2009. There's Derby to talk about from California to Texas and points yonder, including my own sweet home Chicago, plus some Canadian, Australian, and British goings-on. And as always, some of these scores are courtesy of DerbyNewsNetwork.com. Many thanks to Hurt Reynolds there. Check them out when you can. A whole lot of Derby going on this week, so let's get down to brass tacks, skaters and fans. Checking on what went on last weekend, starting Saturday, October the 17th here in Tucson, Arizona, the Tucson Roller Derby Saddle Tramps hosted an expo bout against the Los Angeles Derby Dolls, the final tally being the Saddle Tramps 144, the Dolls 46. Also on the track were the Tucson Derby Brats, allowing me to finally see two competing jammers who were both tinier than Dr. Mary Lou Bottomy up in Phoenix. The Dry Heat Militia also had a co-ed expo bout, and I was able to talk to a few of the visiting folks after the bout, those cuts coming up next week. And how's about that Vegas nail biter, staged by the fabulous Sin City Roller Girls, the notorious VIP 96, the Tommy Gun Terrors 95. Whew! A whole lot of Derby going on in the Golden State. The Cincinnati Roller Girl Clicks blew into Del Mar to take on the San Diego Derby Dolls in a doubleheader. Derby News Network reports a split decision on that double-barrel brawl. Cincinnati 103, San Diego 71 in one of them. San Diego 181, Cincinnati 64 in the other. Los Angeles, the Salt City Shakers rolled into El Segundo from SLC to take on Hardcora's Angel City Derby Girls Hollywood Scarlets. And Hardcora retired a winner. The Scarlets 116, the Shakers 47. Roseville, the Sacred City Sacrificers brought in San Francisco's Shivo Dead, who were not evil enough that particular night. The Sacrificers 127, the Shivo Dead 50. Detective Dom Downs of the Chicago Police Department reports that he missed the Chicago Outfit Expo event last Sunday as the bout time was 9 o'clock. And he started busting the bad guys at 10 o'clock. Anyway, last Saturday in the second city, the Windy City Rollers All-Stars hosted the Rose City Rollers from Portland, Oregon, and added a second bout between the Second Wind and the Brew City Bruisers from Milwaukee. Didn't come up roses for the Oregonians, Windy City 113, Rose City 73. But the skaters that made Brew City famous had their way with the Second Wind. Brew City 62, Second Wind 53. And a couple of results from my old home communities in Wisconsin and Illinois. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Fox City's Foxes staged a good scoring bout between the Vampire Vixens 120 and the Zombie Bombshells 100. And in Rockford, Illinois, the Rockford Rage opened their fourth season with a face-off between the Rockford Fighters and the Rockford Lovers. The Lovers won out 131 to 117. Across the Atlantic, London, England, the High Wycombe Sports Center was where the Royal Windsor Roller Girls bombed the Bedfordshire Roller Girls 168 to 60 in a late afternoon birthday bash there. And across the Pacific, Geelong, Victoria, Australia, the Mad Smashers Tea Party saw the Atom Bombs lose to the Psychotics. But while I have the winning information, I don't yet have the final score. If anybody down there can get it to me, I'll sneak it into next week's report. And remember to make sure that your team's bout is covered on the Southwest Derby Report. Always get me the date and send me the information. You can make your own spoken word report on MP3 and send it in if you want. And email all of that to the Southwest Derby Report at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And as for you fans, If you can make up an MP3 with a shout out to your favorite league, team, or skater anywhere in the world, just send that in to baronofarizona@gmail.com and we'll run it here on the Southwest Derby Report. Now it's time for this weekend's bouts. Listen up, because one of these riots will be going on somewhere within driving distance of you. Friday, October the 23rd, 2009, Colorado Derby, the Douglas County Fairgrounds, 500 Fairgrounds Drive in Castle Rock, is where the Castle Rock and Rollers will be throwing a big local team bash between the Arson Angels and the Misdemeanors. Saturday, October the 24th, 2009, Derby in the Golden State, a lot of it, the Upland Sports Arena, 1721 West 11th Street. The Syndicate Roller Girls will battle it out against the Disaster City Roller Girls of San Bernardino in the last bout of the Syndicate season. Ventura County Fairgrounds, 10 West Harbor Boulevard in Ventura, is where the Ventura County Derby Darlings will be staging their triple threat triple header. Check this out. The VCDD Battalion of Skates versus the Inland Empire Derby Divas. The San Diego Derby Dolls versus the Orange County Roller Girls. And the VCDD Vendolls versus the Derby Revolution of Bakersfield. Wow. And speaking of Bakersfield, at Skateland, 415 Ming Avenue, the Bakersfield Diamond Divas are hosting the Fresno Atomic Assault. Santa Cruz Civic Auditorium, 307 Church Street in Santa Cruz, California. The Santa Cruz Derby Girls stage the final bout of their 09 season, a doubleheader against the Sac City Rollers, with the Harbor Hellcats taking on the Folsom Prison Bruisers and the Boardwalk Bombshells rumbling with the Capital Punishers. That's certainly something to look forward to. Antioch Paradise Skate at 1201 West 10th Street will see the bout at Wounded Knee between the Undead Betties and the Central Coast Roller Derby. Stockton, the San Joaquin County Fairgrounds Building number 1 at 1658 South Airport Way, is ground zero for the last bout of the Port City Roller Girl season between the Rough and Ready Betties and the Silicon Valley Roller Girls Kamikazes. And Eureka, I found the Redwood Acres Franceschi Hall at 3750 Harris Street, where Humboldt Roller Derby holds its Hell on Wheels season capper between the Bad Witches and the Good Witches. Members of the Redwood Rollers will be rejoining their home teams and battling it out for local supremacy. Colorado Derby sees Denver's Roller Doll season championship action at the Fillmore Auditorium, 1510 Clarkson Street, with the reigning Bad Apples taking on the challenge from the Shotgun Betties, and a testosterone tussle taking place there as well when Tucson's Dry Heat Militia takes on Baltimore's Harm City Homicide side. Texas Derby takes to the road on Saturday with the Dallas Assassination City Bombshell Brigade heading to Fort Smith, Arkansas, the Crystal Palace Skate Center at 3000 South 70th Street, to take on the River Valley Roller Girls in their roller derby skating dead shindig. Derby News Network also lists a bout between River Valley and the East Texas Bombers out of Tyler on that particular date, but nothing confirming that on either the River Valley website or the East Texas Bombers MySpace page, so please be advised there. Quebecois Derby hits the road again with the Montreal Sexpos heading to Tennessee at the Knoxville Convention Center under the Holiday Inn at the World's Fair Park on Saturday. The Hard Knox Roller Girls All-Stars host the Sexpos as part of a doubleheader, the other half of which will see the Hard Knox Brawlers battle the Classic City Roller Girls from Athens, Georgia. Derby News Network also lists a Sunday bout between the Sexpos and the Nashville Roller Girls in Music City, USA, but neither the Montreal or Nashville League websites have anything about that, so be advised there as well. Canadian Derby, Edmonton, at the Kingsway Hangar, 11410 Kingsway Avenue. The Evil Roller Derby holds a Rocktober bout between the Slice Girls and Los Pistolitas. Red Deer Alberta, Prairie Pavilion at Westerner Park, Red Deer's own Belladonna's pit the Dammit Janets against the Sweet Transvestites on Rocky Horror Roller Show Night. Show up in your favorite Rocky Horror Picture Show costume. And if you can't do that in Red Deer, you can do it over by Kitchener, Ontario. The New Hamburg Arena at 251 Jacob Street will see the Rocky Horror Derby Show. The Tri-City Roller Girls Seasonal Championship bout between the Vicious Dishes and the Venus Fly Tramps, the winner of which will be not only holding the Tri-City crown, but also going on to ramble with Forest City's Thames Fatales in London on the 7th of November. And Australian Derby, Saturday at, let me see if I get this right here, Tuggeranong Southern Cross Sports Stadium, corner of Athlone and Cowlandshaw Streets. The Canberra Roller Derby's debutante season kicks off with the Black and Blue Bells versus the Surly Griffins in Hell on Wheels, a Halloween bout. Also Aussie Derby on Sunday afternoon. Newcastle Roller Derby action at Gateshead Indoor Sports World, 26 Oakdale Road in Gateshead, New South Wales, as the Zombie Cheerleaders take on the Killer Prom Queens in their Halloween-themed mini-bout. Also Sunday, October the 25th, 2009, Oklahoma Derby is on the road as Tulsa's Derby Brigade heads to Springfield, Missouri, the Skateport at 3820 South Glenstone, to take on the Springfield Battle Broads as part of a doubleheader. If you make that trip, you'll also be seeing the Springfield All-Stars against the Kansas City Roller Warriors All-Stars. That wraps it for this week. Again, remember to make sure that your team's bout is covered on the Southwest Derby Report. Always get me the date and send me the information regardless of where it is in the derby world. You can make your own spoken word report in MP3 and send it in if you want. Email all of that to the Southwest Derby Report at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's BaronOf. ARIZONA@gmail.com. This program is produced at the studios of KXCI Tucson, Arizona, where it wouldn't be a bad idea to email our general manager, Randy Peterson, at randy@kxci.org and let him know how much you appreciate KXCI allowing the Southwest Derby Report to be produced here. I'm King David McKenzie. Make sure to get out of the next 7 days alive, everybody. So don't take me home, baby. Nah, cause your mama won't like me. Your mama won't like me. So don't take me home, honey, now. Nah, your mama don't like me. Your mama won't like me. Well, your mama won't like me. No, your mama won't like me.